Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Shavuos, and we're up to Parakhas Mishnah Beis. Amar l'Shomer Chinam, if a person tells the Shomer Chinam, Heichen Shori, where's my shor that I gave you to watch? Amar l'Meis, and he says, what do you mean? It died. V'husha nishbar o nishba o nignav o avad. But really, it didn't die. The ox was killed by an animal, or was captured by a listim, or was stolen, or was lost. Nishbar, or the Shomer said that it was killed by a wild animal. V'husha meis o nishba o nignav o avad. But really, it died naturally. Or was captured, or was stolen, or lost. Nishba, or the Shomer says that it was captured by wild bandits. V'hu shemes, or nishba, or nignav, or avad. And really what happened was that it died naturally, or was killed by an animal, or was stolen, or was lost. Nignav, or the Shomer says it was stolen. V'hu shemes, or nishba, or nishba, or avad. Avad, or he says it was avad. V'hu shemes, or nishba, or nishba, or nignav. Mashbiach, and the owner of the ox says, I'm hereby making you take a shavua about what you said. V'amar amein, and he said amein, meaning confirming that what I said is true, but then we find out later that he lied, or he admitted that he lied, pater. He does not have to bring a karban hashem and pay the extra chomesh, even though he lied under oath, because shomer chinam wouldn't have to pay for any of these things. So whether what he said was true, or whether the truth was true, either way he's going to be pater from paying. So he was not denying anything, that any money that he otherwise really would have owed. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Heichen Shori, person tells the Shomer Chinam, where's my Shor? Amar lo, the Shomer says, Ein yodeh ma tosach. I don't even know what you're talking about. I was not very Shomer on any Shor that you had. But really, something happened to the Shor that the Shomer Chinam was potter from anyway. And he says, I hereby make you take a Shvuah. Amar amen. The Shomer says, okay, amen. So he agrees to the Shvuah potter. He's not going to be chayiv the Karban Hashem or the Chomesh that normally you're chayiv for when you lie under oath, because anyway, he was pater. Heichan Shori, if he says to the Shomer Chinam, where's my shor? Amar lo avad, and he says, it was lost. Mashbiachani, I hereby make you take a shvuah of Amar Amen, and he says, Amen. Ve'idimi idinoso sha'achalo, but witnesses say that it wasn't lost. The Shomer just took it and ate it himself. So, Mashalim is a Karen. The halacha is that the Shomer pays only the Karen. He does not have to pay the Ashram or the extra Chomesh for swearing falsely. And that's because it only applies to a Shomer who admits that he had. I mean, that Karen and Chumash and Asham only applies to someone who admitted that he had lied. Over here, there are witnesses that he had lied. Hod miatzmo, but if he admits on his own that he swore falsely, Mishalim Karen Chumash Riyasham, then he pays Karen Chumash Riyasham. Heichan Shari, if a person says to Shomer Chinam, where's my Shar? Amar lo nignav, and the Shomer said, it was stolen. Mashbiachani. So he said, I'm making you take a Shvua. Amar Amen. He says, okay, I take the Shvua. Ve'edim Eden also Shagnavo. And the Edim say that he's the one that stole it. Meshalim tashlume kefel, so he's going to have to pay kefel for having stolen it. Hod me'atzma meshalim karen chomesh v'yasham. But if he admits, then he pays karen chomesh v'yasham. He doesn't pay kefel. Kefel is a knas. The person is not meshalim knas al piatzmo, but he did swear under oath, lie under oath, and therefore he's going to have to pay the karen chomesh and asham for that. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person asks shomer chinam what happened to his shor, and he makes a claim that would make him pater, but really the truth is a different claim that would make him pater, and he takes a shavua to that, he's going to be pater from the asham and the karen and the chomesh. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if he denies ever having been a shomer, and really the truth is he was a shomer, but what had happened to it is something that he's not chayiv for anyway, and he swears to that, so he's still going to be pater. If he says that it was lost, and it turns out that there are edim that he's the one that stole it, then he pays the keren. And if he admits, not edim, but he admits, then he pays keren chomesh the asham. If a guy says, the shomer chinam says that it was stolen, and he swears to that, and edim were made that he's the one that stole it, so if it's because of edim that were made that he's the one that stole it, he pays kefel. If he admits that he was the one that stole it, he pays keren v'chomesh the asham. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet.